Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit is kicking off, basically, with the press preview days now in effect to talk about some of the new models that are expected from General Motors, which include Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick models. I'm joined by James Bell. He's the head of consumer affairs for General Motors. James, thank you for joining me.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on, Mike. I really appreciate it.
I want to start off with the Cadillac. Lansing, obviously, is a big Cadillac town. We make quite a few of them here.
Oh, yes.
This new ATS model, will it be made here in Lansing?
Yes, it will. It'll be made in the same line as the current CTS. But I think what's really interesting about the ATS is that while it obviously has to be a success here in the U.S., and from everything that we've seen in regards to the press's reaction to it, as well as just myself as an enthusiast looking at the specification, I think, its success in the U.S. we can kind of count on, but it's really, really important that it's a success in Europe and outside of the U.S. And that's something that Cadillac talked about with much bravado for many, many years, but really never delivered product that could back that up. And from everything I'm seeing on this ATS, I think we finally have a brand new product here with new engines. The word on the show floor here is that the 2-liter turbo is probably going to be the one that you're really going to be excited to drive. And how often have we talked about a 4-cylinder in a Cadillac and got excited?
Now, it's estimated that it will produce 270 horsepower. Right. How does that compare to previous Cadillac models?
Well, there's going to be three motors available here. You're going to have a 3.6-liter V6, which is in other Cadillacs, in the CTS and the LaCrosse and on several other products as well, in the 300 horsepower range. Then you're also going to have a 2.5-liter engine, which is going to be more of the entry-level fuel economy version, because, we're going towards a year or a standard here soon where CAFE standards are going to be 35.5 miles per gallon in the year 2016. So Cadillac needs to be responsible and get that great fuel economy. But again, this 2-liter turbo, the fact that it's, 135 horsepower per liter of displacement, just a few years ago, any engine that did 100 horsepower per liter of displacement was considered to be a rock star. And now here we are with a Cadillac, of all things, blowing that standard right out of the water.
So these engines are not only more powerful, but more fuel efficient at the same time.
That's right. And that's the new standard. And that's what we're, a big theme that I'm seeing here at the auto show during the press days is that everything that's coming out is looking very sexy and appealing and sleek and exciting and fast, but then doing it all for the least amount of fuel possible. And I think Cadillac is playing very nicely into that space.
Are we going to see a Cadillac hybrid at any point?
One would imagine. They haven't shared the definitive facts with me on that yet, but I can say that we announced last night at the press event that the ATS will also have a diesel version, probably available in the next 18 months or so. So, yeah, fuel efficiency is always going to be the most important thing, and then you add to that, hybridization and further electrification. Don't forget that the new Malibu that's coming out, coming into showrooms the next few months, is coming to market first as a hybrid using the e-assist system. So electrification is going to be part of all of GM's lineup in the very near future.
A very different model that will be highlighted during this year's show is the 2013 Chevrolet Sonic RS. That's more for the younger folks, I'm guessing.
Well, there's actually quite a big young theme going on with what Chevrolet is doing. First off, you're right, the Sonic RS is a proper little enthusiast car. Let's not forget that the Sonic replaced the Aveo, which I would never have said the word enthusiast in association with the Aveo. And so I think we're seeing a real shift in that Chevrolet and General Motors are now making small cars that are appealing. The RS takes it to the next level by taking already a great platform, tightening up the suspension, putting nicer wheels on it, putting some great connectivity features inside, making it an appealing small car for younger buyers even much more so. And then there are two concept cars that we've shown just here earlier today, the Code 130R and the TRU, or True, 140S. These are vehicles that are not really destined for production yet, but are really being shown to get people looking at the Chevrolet brand in ways that they never had before, especially buyers that are just coming into the market now or just getting their driver's license in the next couple of years.
I'm talking to James Bell, the head of consumer affairs at General Motors, about some of the vehicles that we'll see at this year's North American International Auto Show in Detroit. When it comes to SUVs, big vehicles, have those been on the decline when it comes to sales?
Well, the sales of them has been reasonably okay, but it's there's probably a lot of pent-up demand because people have been holding off purchases the last few years as the economy's tried to settle itself out. But I think what's important for General Motors is that the success of the company is not contingent on big sales of SUVs and pickup trucks, that we can now make money and have a good business case on the sales of the Chevrolet Sonic, as we were talking about, which, of course, is made at the Orion plant. The business model has really changed within General Motors, and that's what gives me such confidence to now work for this company, because we can make money and be successful with smaller volumes of vehicles that we would never make money on in the past.
The other new vehicle is the Buick, the 2013 Encore.
Sure.
What would you say is most special about this one?
Well, I think it's just it's pushing the Buick brand into a place that customers would never really expect. It's a very small crossover SUV, but it's got some design elements to really kind of toughen it up. Big wheels. It's got some a real nice look to it that when you see it from a distance, you're going to think it's a bigger vehicle than it is. And I think the Buick brand is so huge in Asia now, and that's a big focus for General Motors in general now. So I think that product is probably, again, very important to the U.S. market, but, again, showing just how global General Motors is now. It's probably even more so important for our Asian and our European operations. And, again, this being the Detroit Auto Show, it's an international show, so we're seeing things that are debuted here but are going to have international implications. And I also want to point out that the Encore, is, like I said, it's going to really shock people when they see a Buick that looks like this and this size and this kind of stance. But just about an hour ago, Audi showed a new Q3 SUV, which is a very similar size to the Buick. So it looks like Buick's actually a little ahead of the curve this time, even beating Audi to the punch.
I can't help but bring up the Volt. The sales, I know, last year were not where GM wanted them to be.
Uh-huh.
What is your feeling on what will happen here in this coming year for the Volt?
Well, I think, first off, we've got production in line with current demand, and that can ramp up very quickly. I think the most important thing for the Volt is not the sales that we've just experienced in 2011 or even what we're going to see in 2012 or 2013. It's the fact that this vehicle exists. It's the future of transportation. It's the sort of thing that we're all going to stand back a decade from now and say, ah, yes, 2011 and 2012 is when this took off. So it's really a case of that General Motors has made a long-term commitment to this technology, and it's something that, again, we're going to look back. Just the way DVDs used to seem really high-tech, well, they're not today. I think that's what we're going to see where the Volt is going to become just really the propulsion style of the future.
And in the U.S., you're saying there is pent-up demand, although the recovery is not treating everybody that well. Certainly here in Michigan,
sure,
there are a lot of people still struggling. Is Asia then where most of General Motors sales are now occurring?
Well, it's a huge growth market. In fact, we've just announced record sales in China and expect even more in this next coming year. So, yes, it is a huge opportunity for the ultimate bottom line balance sheet for the company. But I think, as something we mentioned earlier, that the fact that now GM can make money in North America with smaller, less expensive, more fuel-efficient cars. You know, in years past, vehicles like the Aveo or the Cobalt, these are really just kind of afterthought vehicles that were put out there because Chevrolet or General Motors needed to have that kind of product in the marketplace, but they weren't real high-demand, high-emotional connection-type vehicles. That philosophy has changed within the company now, and I think that's where the promise is that, yeah, for those people that maybe haven't quite recovered and aren't ready to buy a Cadillac, well, you can now get a Chevrolet, which is something that you would never expect, a small Chevrolet, I should say, that you would never expect to be have such an emotional appeal connected with.
Do you have a general price range for the Sonic RS, the Encore, and the Cadillac ATS?
We haven't announced pricing on any of those yet, but I would expect that the ATS will probably start off in the low 30s or even in the high 20s. The Encore is going to start in the high 20s, and the RS, I believe, is around 23 or 24,000, if it's been announced. And I hope I haven't just got myself in trouble.
James Bell, Head of Consumer Affairs at General Motors. James, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.